Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 837 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Gianna, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, an amazing company that's helping me and millions of other small businesses manage our books and helping us with keeping track of our income, our expenses, and also our invoicing. So if you do any billing of any kind, honestly, FreshBooks is the best way to go about it. I use it for coaching clients and other people that I work with, and it just makes it really easy to set up. In less than 30 seconds, I can send an invoice out, but I can also see who has paid, who has yet to open those invoices. It makes it really great for following up. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, they're offering a 30-day free trial by going to freshbooks.com/askpat, and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Gianna.
Hi, Pat. This is Gianna Kordatsky from FamilyFunTwinCities.com. And I just wanted to say thanks for coming to Minneapolis. We had a great time meeting you, and so did my daughter, Maya.
Hi.
I had a question about clients. It kind of goes with what I asked you in Minneapolis when you were here. But I feel like my emails to my clients are constantly, okay, I need people to do this, and I need you to buy this, and I need this, and I need this, and I need that, and give us money, give us money, give us money. How would you suggest we organize it so I can reach out to them and give them things of value as well as offering them opportunities to work with us and to pay us? I just feel kind of sleazy if I keep asking them for money all the time. I also, if you do use this question, I have gotten a t-shirt already, so thank you. But if you wanted to send one to Maya, we could do that and make that and set that all up. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Gianna, thanks so much for the question and also for having your daughter, Maya, ask a question last week. So we actually did already hook her up with a t-shirt, and we're going to hook up somebody who's listening on the other end now with a t-shirt as well. So if you have anything to add to this conversation and the answer that I'm about to give for those of you listening, use the hashtag AskPat837 on Twitter, and within a week, we will pick somebody and we'll just ship you a shirt free of charge, no matter where you're at. So that'll be selected at random from the people who leave a comment on Twitter to add to the conversation using the hashtag AskPat837. So do that right after this if you want to potentially win that shirt. Okay, so Gianna, I totally get where you're coming from in terms of feeling sleazy. So even clients that who know that you're going to be asking them for money, you feel bad doing that. And I think it's great that you feel that way because you are coming from a place of giving, but also you're a great business person who understands that you still need to get paid, right? There's a lot of people, especially in the old school online business internet marketing world, who could probably learn a lot from you in that regard. But you still need to ask for money. Now, what I will say is that in your emails, there's a great way for you to craft those emails in a way that makes the asking not as sleazy. I mean, there's even companies out there that I work with, such as ConvertKit. They're the email service provider I use and recommend and also advise. their emails that they send out to their to customers every single month aren't just billing emails that have the price. They're literally notes from the company saying thank you so much for being a valued customer and for, you know, so on and so forth. And plus, there's also information inside that billing email that can help that client get even further with their email marketing. So the one that was just sent out recently was like, hey, thank you. Actually, I think I have that email right here. So it says, hey there, we wanted to say massive thanks for being a member of the ConvertKit family. So you can see how they're not just asking people for money, but they're making people feel included, which is a great thing that all companies should do, right? It's, I mean, think about it. This is a software company saying thank you for being a part of the ConvertKit family. We're thrilled to get to work on ConvertKit every day and couldn't do it without your support. And then there's a little blue box under that that says ConvertKit tip. Are you using segments yet? Check out this article to learn more about how powerful segments can be for organizing your subscribers. So it's really cool how they do that. And I think anybody and everybody can be doing the same thing, even at the point at which you are asking for money or you are billing them. So that's a great strategy. And you can do that in several different ways. You can even include information that's helpful inside that email specifically without having to link out. But there's many different ways to do it. I think, Gianna, you'll just have to come from a place of, okay, well, if I were to get this email, would I feel sleazy about it? You can even find some of your top members or clients and just be honest with them and say, hey, you know what? I wanted to ask you a question because I highly value your opinion as one of my clients, and I just wanted to get your honest opinion on this. I'm worried about asking for money and feeling and being coming across as sleazy, and I'd love to get your honest feedback on what if we were to send an email like this. Would you actually prefer it? How would you feel if you received this one? That way you're sort of testing it beforehand before you send it out to everybody. So that's one thing you could do. And also, of course, in between the emails, obviously offering value at the same time. So I think you have to also understand that if you provide value on your blog or podcast or video in between the moments at which you're asking for money, it warrants that. It almost gives you permission to do that, and people will be more than happy to pay you for the awesome, amazing things that you're offering them too. So I wouldn't worry too much about it, especially if you've been doing it for a while and you haven't been getting complaints. I think you should also listen to your audience if they come back and respond in ways that will help you determine whether or not these things are coming across the way you want them to. And if you haven't gotten any of that, then it's probably more in your head than in theirs. But it's still smart that you're being conscious about that, Gianna, and including tidbits of information within those same emails where you're asking people to pay those invoices or those billings, I think can go a long way, similar to the ConvertKit example I just shared. So hopefully that helps. If anybody has anything to add, again, please use the hashtag AskPat837. And within a week, we will offer an AskPat t-shirt to somebody at random who comments on that. So Gianna, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you to everybody who comments in advance. And also thank you to FreshBooks for being awesome and offering a 30-day free trial. If anybody wants that, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, for anybody else who has a question that they want potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and ask away. And so, Gianna, thank you so much. Maya, hope you're listening to this as well. I appreciate you and keep working hard as a young entrepreneur. And finally, here's a quote to finish off the day. And this is from Mason Cooley. Why not is a slogan for an interesting life. Why not? So that thing that you're thinking of doing, ask yourself, why not? All right, take care, guys, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.